theme of Black Bully, the message of Black Bully, the message how you take out the gigantic of Black Bully. It's very mapped in what we were working on, trying to speak, we're trying to learn together. Dig a theme of Black Bully, where is, you have to learn what's. That's the theme of Black Bully. Even though Black Bully is a day that during Musa say that everyone goes out to go watch the Madrigals, all the fires and the bonfires, and see everyone what's going on. And Maisa, the real deep theme of the day is the importance of Musa. Why is Black Bully connected to Musa? As the Musilus is shown, when he speaks about the importance of learning Musa, he says, the person that doesn't think about life, his sakana is vandai ruru. He's like a suma hoilev al svasa ruru. A suma is walking on the beach, where it's very, very, he's for sure going to fall in if he doesn't know where he's going. And remember when I was a bachur and I learned this Masilas Yisharim, the big problem was because this language, you know, if you're out in the world, as I hear the suffering is hard, especially with my Azer, this internet, the streets are high in the Moira. The suffering also is hard, I mean, of the Masilas Yisharim was writing it to Yeshiva Bachur too, who are sitting in the base medrash, who are learning Yaimon Balayla, Masvidim. What's the sakana called Kach Meruba? Why is it so dangerous if you don't learn Musa? What's going to go wrong? Because the Maisa, the Acher is pointing us, that's what Lag Bo'aymer is teaching us. Lag Bo'aymer is the Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva. The Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva were the Spitz, Shuvah Spitz. Gemara in Erevin Yurgil on the base says that Remeir originally went to Rabbi Akiva Shir and he couldn't chop it. He had to go to another Tana, learn how to learn, and then he went to Rabbi Akiva Shir. Not like the Haimid of Bakram, everyone thinks they can go to every Shir and they get it. So, Kilu, to really get it out of Saif, really understand it, it's a Madrega. Remeir was Chochma de Doira. He was Meir Eni Chachamim beChochmasa. He was from the Spitzim of the Tanoye. And still it took him time to get to Rabbi Akiva. Can you imagine who was sitting by Rabbi Akiva? The biggest heads, the biggest Yigeim Batayra, the biggest Bali Madrega in Chagisol. They were sitting in Rabbi Akiva's shir. As his base medrash was the Spitz. Was mamish, the hasmada was lifting, the tapachim were there that were into learning, yet the whole base medrash was killed. What a sad story. The Spitz base medrash, the Spitz yeshiva in Klal Yisrael, was killed. Why? Shalagnogu kovid serim said. The Gemara in Yivamis, the Hasamad Beis, Amid Beis, is megala. They didn't focus in on midas. And that's the big point that we don't realize. The Mishilos Yisharim says the sakana for every person is merubah. Why? If you don't work on your midas, the sakana is merubah. Because the teva of a person is, his emotional makeup is, his tibius of a person is, you see, he's going to be united towards midas rois, unless he doesn't work on himself. So you could be in the most kaddish, the most merayim nigga place, but if you don't work on yourself, the sakanis of midas are kol kach adichan madvarim megiim that it could reach to misa mamish ba'olam hazeh loizu bulvad zog di misil sisharim imperik yur aleph. Yeravam ben Nevat was the top dishpitz in Klal Yisrael. He was a Chavrusa Chabachia Shemoni, who was the Gadol Ador, who was one of the Makavli Torah. He darshened different Chalokim of Kachim in 55 Ponim, as he was the first brisker. The Mamish, even in Kachim, even in Tiras Khanim, where other people didn't have, he had 55 Mahalchim. He was, everyone was Kiklipas Hashom. He was my top Shevet tops. And he went out. He went out to be a Melech, and he was Nimnik by a Novi, but he was Nitrad from Olam Haba. He was Eilechenik Olam Haba. Why? Zot Mesilas Yesharim, covered in Chashivas. That's what took him out. As you see, you could be tops, tops, tops. But if you don't work on your midas, COVID is going to wipe you out. So now when I was a bacher, I used to also think, okay, this is the Nisayan of the big Rosh Hashivas. They go in, they make Adirei HaTorah, on Malchei Rabbanim, they have 1,000 people standing up for them, clapping, singing, yelling. Oh, they have a Nisayan for COVID. They think they're chashim. But yeshiva bacherim, they don't really have these nisyanis of covenant. It's not really talking. Yerava ben Avad was a serious nisayan of covenant. But by real yeshiva bacher, by us, we don't have nisyanis of covenant. And I really made a terrible mistake as a bacher. So I want to help you guys. You shouldn't make the same mistake. As MS, our nisayan in life isn't that what we think when we walk in, everyone should sing Yom Ha'Yumei Melech. If they don't, we get very depressed. No, that's not our nisayan. But we have other nisayans. And if we don't work on it now, as later on in life, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's the nisayan of Shalai Nagu Avid Zeh Bezeh. Nisayan of one upping. If I want to be more chashiv, I want to be better than other people, I want to show everyone that I'm chashiv, and how do I show everyone that I'm chashiv that the other person is not chashiv? And that is a terrible, terrible, terrible machla that is so strong in the dar now. It never used to be so strong. The competitiveness and the comparing, that everyone compares to each other. You have to do certain things, you only have to do the chosh of a track. You have to go in the chosh of a thing, you have to look chosh, be chosh, mahalach, because you want to build yourself up. And everything is kilo just for the covenant and the chshivas. And so many times it causes us to lose track on what's real in life, on what's really chosh. And it's really a nisayan which burns on, and the nisayan of chitzaynius, looking for people to be machshev us. Everything we do, we want people to be machshev us. And it brings to a lot of polyates in the personality. As that shalom nagu kovit zeh bezeh. They knew they were chashev. They wanted to be more chashev. They couldn't forgive. They couldn't be mechavit someone else. That is a dangerous, dangerous point in a person. And that's one dupe of a mida that's very dangerous. Lag ba'aymer is a yontif. Why? Because there are people that can raise a bar. Lag ba'aymer teaches us there were people that lifted themselves up above and beyond. Rabbi Akiva taught 5 talmidim after that. One of them was Reb Shimon. By Reb Shimon, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, the Svarim written down, when everyone said a nice Svara, as he used to walk over and kiss them and say it's a Gishmak Svara. As you always wonder, like, isn't that a little bit exaggerating? It's not about Timber based measures to walk over and kiss your Chavrusa. It's just like not going on, like what's going on over here? But if you realize the historical background of Reb Shimon, you understand it very strongly. They just saw so many Talmidei Chachamim die from Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh Bezeh. People were saying great Verdlach, good stuff, and other people were, no, slugging up, it's not the Briskei Derech, it's Unzer Derech, slugging it up, it's not Choshev, it's not, he knows so much, yeah, but it's Unzer, it's a Tief. We're super deep. Deep shiver deep. It's not that dark yet. As he went and he was miyased, a different kibbutz, every different Torah, Yamashiv. Yamashiv, the person who's saying it. Yamashiv, the divrei Torah. bracha that came over, I said, Rabbi Chanan in Shir, and he told me, Rabbi Chanan is for 11th grade. Va'oid, another bracha came over. He said a ksais, he didn't shlug it up. We say over the ksais to like shlug it up and show you know how to go a step deeper. But Shir is just ksais, it's just Rabbi Chanan. As it's not tif. People don't realize Rabbi Chanan, the ksais, and we keep the ega. They were the miyastim of Torah. Without them, our Torah wouldn't look anywhere near where it is. Some people don't realize how many vertlach people are saying over, which are really Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chanan's, and they just don't say it over. Rabbi Shimon. And the ones that they shlug up are the certain ones they ask on it, but the ones that they say over, which are really Rabbi Chanan Reb Shimon, that they brought all over from Shas when they learned this. So, you know, that people say over without their names. It's such chaval. They were the miyastim, the chavivos of Talmidei Chachamim, not just Rabbi Chanan Reb Shimon, and all the Talmidei Chachamim around us. As what made Reb Shimon special, of course, was his yigias b'tayra. But now we're focusing in on a different angle. All the Talmidim were makabel on themselves to be mechaved in a different level. And if you look at their ma'amarim and avis, you see clearly how the Talmidei Reb Akiva are always makbed on being adam l'chaveiro, on being mechaved acherim, because they went around and they chopped the messer of Lag BaOmer. It says, the Rabbeinu Yonion Avos says, Derech Eretz is Kodma HaTorah. And he learns, the mission of this means, because Ein HaTorah Shaira, B'mi She'ein Loi Derech Eretz. Shmuel Rizovsky used to say over the this Rabbeinu Yonah, he was Magdarib from Shmuel then. He said, in order to be a Kli Kibble for the Torah to be Shiren you, you have to have Derech Eretz. You have to have Midas Tovos. If you don't have Midas Tovos, as the Torah can be Shiren you. Because Yadua of Shmuel was Nifludik in his Midas Tovos. He always had a smile, he always had a warm Shalom Aleichem when he was walking to everyone. Even though he was a Spitz Rosh Yeshiva, the joke in Brave Rock was when he used to go to Shir, as whenever he saw a person, he used to say Shalom Aleichem with a long smile. Sometimes he was so tief in preparing Shir that when he saw the light bulb post on the street, he used to walk over, oh, Shalom Aleichem, with a big smile. It was like, so is Mahus, that's the way the warmness, the Chavivas, he greeted everyone. When I was a bachur, I used to think, what does it mean that Torah is not shiren him? It means he's not going to remember his Torah. That's what it means. What does it mean that Torah is not shiren? He's not going to remember his Torah. When I got older, I realized there's a much more deeper pshat in it. Many bachurim wonder, I learned so much Torah. Why isn't it mashpia on me? It says Torah is making from the gates of Hara. Ooh, I'm such a festive yestahara. Torah is supposed to be making on me. What's going on? I thought I'd be shomer. Some bibachrim say, it says if you learn Torah, it's machshavta liyasadi. It brings them to high madreges. Why isn't it happening to me? Because that's what the Rabbeinu Yaina is teaching us. How does the Torah be mashpia? Because it's not just the words you say. The words you say go deep into your neshama, and it makes an impact. It stays there, and it's makadosh you, and it's meraimim you. When betvarim amurim kishu kli, that it could stay in. But when he has midas royes, as dashpo the Torah on the whole mahus ha'adam, doesn't go in. As Midas, it itself is an avoda. It's important to fix Midas. But chutz from the importance of Midas for himself, your whole connection to Torah is tali in your Midas. There are people that use the Torah as a kli for their personal covenant. their fronkai is kilu, just a clue for their cover. I was talking to a youngster in Lakewood, and we asked him, where do you go to a pizza shop? And this young, like, six-year-old looks at two, like, over 40-year-olds, and says with the sharpest look, we don't eat in pizza shops. Pasnished! A little punk. A little kid. Seeing the older person with a beard, a saba and a safka. That's kanoris l'shem shamayim. That's me, this treifus. Pastished. Chas v'shalom. We said it over with the little children because it's easy to go in. We all have to work on it. Sometimes chumras are like cover-ups that we just want to be chashev. Sometimes frumkai is just we want to be chashev. And sometimes it's really deep avodas Hashem. If we don't work on ourselves, a lot of the frumkai and the yiddishkai could just be a mask. Because that's the importance of midas toivos. And that's what Lord Holimer is about. People who took to heart the message and they grew, they started to learn Musa, the Shivas of detaching from your own covet, working and doing for others, doing for Hashem Me'emes, and living a different life. In the Sviris, that the Mekubalim are Machalik, Sviris Ha'omer, Kefid Midas, Lad Ba'omer is Choyd Shabahoy. Choyd is Milashim Yoifi Shabayoifi. Lag Ba'omer is the celebration of somebody who rose to the heights of Choyd Shabahoy. Yoifi Shabayoifi of a human being. That the Yoifi Poshit went out. There's certain Tamidah HaChavim, certain Sadiqim you meet, you see, it's like, it's just the machus, you see the choy chibachoy. Many tzaddikim, many tamidei chachamim lo'efin zeh. That's the avoider of spheres of ayin, the achana, the kabbalas and Torah, to make ourselves a kli kibbo for Torah. Grada, yigiyas ha Torah is machshe yomidas. Because if you could push yourself, and push yourself to do the right thing, and you're not into yourself, that is the greatest measure to destroy selfishness and to lift yourself to be able to think of others and do for others. Kimavan, when the Yigiyah is L'shem Shamayim, the Yigiyah is not coming from selfishness. That's why there's a connection with Reb Shimon's Yigiyah Satayr and Yigiyah's Bermidas. Thus is the simcha of Lag Ba'omer. It's the zman that we can make Pascha Mises Talmidei Chachamim, Pascha the Nisyayis, we can be machazik with Liman HaMusar, to be makabal ourselves, to work on our midas, befrat, the midas of being machaved acherim, looking at other people in a positive light, not being so judgmental to everyone around us. They're different. They're weak. We're not perfect either. But even me, we work on this. We build our kavod l'acherim, our avos acherim. But even me, we're turning ourselves into the kli kibul of Torah, the kli kibul of Ashrei Shechina. But even me, we're removing ourselves from the sakonis of Olam Hazeh. As even in the base medrash, there's a lot for us to work. There's a lot for us to grow. And it's very important, our Musas Seder, to connect and to grow and to want to have a Shifa to be this Allah. So, Yaza, we should all have a Zman of Aliyah together. Beautiful Zman of working and connecting and being this Allah. Building the shifas and midas and connecting to Hashem. And it should be a zman like we saw in the Machros HaShabbos. The zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be Nimshach. We should be Zeichah and Kulis for Yeshuas.